Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Mem Beis, and we will start with second to last line of Mem Aleph Ma Beis. I apologize for some of the short dafim previously and the next couple, in that I'm traveling and I can't re-give these dafim, and last cycle it was Chol HaMoed, I think, so therefore it was some shorter dafim. But B'ezras Hashem, we'll get to talk about all the different issues as the Godless of Daf Yomi is. Topics come up again and again. Okay, so let's start with Mem Aleph Ma Beis. And we are in the sugya of Safik Motze Mide Vadai. So as we get into this, remember at the beginning of the parak, on Daf Mem, Kalat Slamim, the issue was, if I find something that might have been an Avodah Zarah, might not have been an Avodah Zarah, so the question is, how do I treat it? Is it Asur Bahanar or not? So we had a Machlokas Tanaim between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether most things are assumed to be Avodah Zarah or most things are not assumed to be Avodah Zarah. And the question is, do I assume that it was or not? And let's say I find a broken piece. So do I assume that if it's a broken piece, then obviously the guy was, the Ovid Kochavim was Mavatalit and he broke it or not? So that's the issue of Safik Motze Mide Vadai. That's what the Gemara got into, a sugi that comes up a number of places in Shas. So the Gemara says now, second to last line, the Ain Safik Motze Mide Vadai. Is it really true that if you have a status of Vadai, a Safik removing that status does not mean that the status is removed? You still have to assume that the status is still there. Safik is not Motzi Midei Vadai Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa, in a Tosefta, in Mesechas Ahalos, Amar Yehuda, Maisa, B'Shivchaso Shal Meitzik Echad, Berimon. There was a story of a Shivcha, of a certain Meitzik, a certain Anos, Jew, Rashi says, Yisrael Have, she tila nefel abor, that the Shivcha, right, threw her nefel into the bor. Uba, right, she was a fetus that you're not sure, that we'll see, was very, we'll see exactly the status of it is, but she threw it in. Uba Kohen, vehitzitzba. And the Kohen, a Kohen, looked inside, laid them, Zachar Nekevi, wanted to know what type of Tomas Yoledis this woman would have, whether it's a male or a female, 7 days, 14 days. Uba Maisel of Nechachan, and the question is, the problem is that the Kohen put his head over the bar and he was ma'ahil. We know Tumas Ohel is either if one is, if a person is over the mace, if the mace is over the person, or they're under the same roof. So here, the chashash is that the Kohen put his body over the nefel. The nefel was metame. He was ma'il on the nefel. But they still said, Tiaru, mipnei, shachuldu bardels mesuim sham, because there are rodents that might have taken the body of the nefel. So says the Gemara, 1 second, viahacha, but here devada hitila nefel, there it's in vadai that the nefel was put in there. Suffik giruhu, suffik lo giruhu. And the suffik was whether the status was removed, vikasi suffik motzi mide vadai. And it's where say the suffik is motzi mide vadai. And we say that even though there's only a suffix if the nefel was there, still we say that the vadai status had been removed. Kasha, a lot to say on this, but let's just finish the story. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a suffix motzi midei vadai. Lo te mehitilo nefel labor, ela e mehitilo kimin nefel labor. It wasn't an actual nefel that was sent to the bar, that was thrown in, but it was kimin. It was something like it. And the question was whether it was. And that's a sveksek, as Rashi says here. Because maybe it wasn't a nefel at all. Maybe it didn't have the status of a fetus that would be mitame. Maybe it wasn't formed totally yet. And even if it was, maybe it was removed. So it's a sveksek, and we're sveksek alakula in dini tuma vatara. Says the Gemara v'haleidem zachar v'nekevu uktani. But it says that the guy was checking if it was a male or female. A boy or girl, right? It sounds like he knew it was a nefel, and the question is, which gender was it? So the Gemara said, no, haki kamar. It was to know both. Leidem ruchi pila im nefelitila. Is it, was she was, she had a miscarriage of just ruach, halachically, or a nefel? Vim tim salomar, nefelitila. And if it was a nefel, leidem zacharim nekeva. So it really was a svek svekah. And therefore, it is not akasha on the suffik motzi midei vadai. V'iboya seima, or a different answer, kivan sha'achulta u'bardelus mitsuyim sham vadai garuhu. Or, we just said, maybe it's suffik v'suffik. Now we just made a note, maybe it's vadai u'vadai. Meaning the status that was removed, the vadai was there, but vadai was removed because if there are rodents there, then they vadai remove the flesh. as the Rashi says, shecheskasan bekach v'havadayhu, and it is vaday. Tosfos discusses here a number of points. Number one, the Rishonim discuss. Tosfos discusses here, was this in a bor in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid? Right, we know different rules and regulations apply. Rishus HaRabim is Savik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveikotar. Savik Tumah Rishus HaYachid Sveikotame, right? Learned that from Isha Sota. So was this Rishus HaRabim or Yachid? The Gemara doesn't even relate to that. So Tosfos has a couple of different opinions, whether it was Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. Tosfos says maybe it was Rishus HaRabim and it was not so deep, and it was Amok, and Eno Amok Asara, and it was still not called Savik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, which would automatically be Tar. Or Tosfos has another answer, maybe it was a bar that was Amok, it was Rishus HaYachid. So Tosfos has a couple of answers figuring out that issue. But there are a couple of other important points to mention here. First of all, it says a shifcha, right? The Tosfos says, it sounds like from here, that a shifcha kananis is metame beleda, right? Shifcha metame beleda, Tosfos says also in Masech HaShabbos, it sounds that way. Why does it sound that way there? Because the Gemara says there that if a shifcha was become impregnated with the master, nesabra etzlo, viyolda, zeo yulid bias, nimo lishmona. V'kola demilsa, kol she nimo tumea leida, e nimo lishmona. Right, the rule there, that only a woman who has tumas leida has her baby boy have a bris milah on day 8, but if the mother is not tumea leida, then the baby boy doesn't get his bris milah on day 8, but on day 1, we'll see that Gemara again in a minute, but you see from there that a shifcha is also mitama leida. That line, though, is something that we've discussed often in other contexts. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamet Hey. That's the Machlokas, Rav Asi and Abaya, but Tosfos doesn't quote the end of the line, but the key line is at the end of that, the Gemara, right? The Gemara there, if you remember, has a Machlokas between Rav Asi and Abaya. Rav Asi says, Amar Rav Asi, Kuflamet Hey, I'm an Aleph going up over to the Amar Beis. Amar Rav Asi, Goshi Motvei Aleidin Ima Lashmona. Rav Asi holds based on the juxtaposition of the psukim in the beginning of Tazria, Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar v'tama shivas yamim tumas leida, and right after that will be Yom Hashmini Yom Avos Haralaso. Only a woman who has tumas leida has the baby boy as his bris mila on day 8. But if there's no tumas leida, so for example cesarean section or nafel, whatever it is, some other example. So then nafel won't be an issue. Nafel's died. But I'm saying, but any other cesarean section or any other example of without tumas leida, so then the baby does not get the bris mila on day 8, but on day 1. Says Abaya, Amalei Abaya, how could you say that there's a connection between the two of them? Doros bishonim yochichu. What about the earlier generations? Right, the avos. Right, Yitzchak Avinu had his bris milah on day 8, even though Sarah halachically didn't have halachas of Tumas Leida. Okay, they might have volunteered certain halachas, as the Medrash says, by the beginning of Parshas Vayera, but technically, she was not Tumea Leida, and yet, still Nima Lishmona. Amarlei answers Rav Asi, the magical words, Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. No, the Torah was given, halacha is renewed. What does that mean? Don't bring me rayas from before Maimon Har Sinai for what the halacha is, right? And that is the words of the Rambam. Il and Hilchas Avel and Chulin, Hilchas Avel, the Rambam, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchas Avel, right? It's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa to mourn, to be misabel on Krovim, but only one day, right? The Chachmei Svara, or the Rambam and the Rif, and others say it's only one day. It's asked the Rambam on himself. The brother said Shiva for Yaakov Avinu. So how could we say that Shiva is only one day? Nitna Torah, v'nischatcha halacha. Right, he quotes that Gemara in Shabbos, totally out of context. But it's the same Yisod. And this Yisod is most expressed, as we know, in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf, the most important makar in this topic, where the Rambam says that mitzvos were given at Har Sinai. The source of our halachic Masorah is Har Sinai. The history of a mitzvah might be before Har Sinai, but the reason that mitzvahs are obligatory upon us is Har Sinai, right? And that's why it says Taryag Mitzvah 613 Moshe gave us at Har Sinai, not 606 with 7 from before, and even more from before. No, Maimon Har Sinai is the root, and that's Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. But the source of that, and the other examples what we spoke about regarding Tefillah and regarding Avraham and Achai and regarding Bris Milah, right? All of those come from that Ara that Tosfos quotes here in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Good. The other point to mention is the general idea of kavura. We know there is a mitzvah asay of burying. it's a mitzvah to bury every single Jew, like all mitzvahs asay bein adam lachaveiro. Obviously, non-Jews also mishum eva and other reasons. There's also an idea, but the mitzvah asay is kfuras Yisrael. The question is, does that apply to a nefel? So that is a discussion in the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Tav Kuf Chavav. What's it doing in Tav Kuf Chavav? That's Hilchas Yontif. We know the Gemara in Beitza tells us that you can bury al yidei goy on Yontif Sheni. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't bury a nefel on Yontif Sheni. Can't bury a nefel on Yontif Sheni. Nefalim, and then he even adds, or cutting off. There's a minog. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both in Yaradeya and here in Hilchas Yontif that there's a minog to give a bris milah to a nefel before a nefel is buried. But you're not allowed to do that on Yontif Sheni. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nefelim, Shenoagu lahasir ar lasan, Bitzror, Evan, Obakana, Asr afilu b'yontif Sheni, Shogalias. And the Ramah adds, V'yasa l'kavro b'yontif, Elamanicha l'machar. You have to wait till the next day. Why? So the Magen Avram here talks about, well, is there a mitzvah of kfuras nefel? So the Magen Avram quotes the Hagos Bamanios, who says, no mitzvah. What's his raya? He brings a few rayas. One of them is Ar Gemara, because it says she just threw it into the bar. She threw the nefel into the bar, so obviously threw it into the bar. There's no kfura there. That's what the Magen Avram says. The Magen Avram is bothered. He thinks no. Of course there's a mitzvah of kfura by a nefel. He says there is talking about maybe something that wasn't even a nefel, and we don't hold that way. And the Gemara Baal Basra, the Bishan Baal Basra says Haya Osen Kuchin Lenefalim. There are many rayas that the Magen Avram thinks teaches us that there is a mitzvah kfura by nefel, and you got to figure out what our Gemara holds. But that is an important discussion of nefalim. The Chazon Ish assumes, the Magen Avraham, going back once, the Magen Avraham says, well, maybe this was considered a kfura. Maybe throwing it into a deep pit, that's called a kfura. Right? And the Chazon Ish is not happy with that. It says, Ve'ein zemaz pik, d'nehidi ishlam tfusa mikol makom. This is the Chazon Ish in Yoredeya Reish Ches. Ostes. Vada lo yati de chovas kvura. Shre ena mashumar. Part of kvura is that it should be shamur. Vada boy kvura gemura. Bestimas hakever. Lios mashumar. Right? He says, and they go through the Magen Avram. And he says, what was the case here? He says, it must be that this is what the shvachos did. But it wasn't dafka, a mitzvah of kvura. The Chashuk Echemet discusses, we'll have one or two of them today. The Chashuk Echemet discusses here what happens, Rachmana Litzlan. The case was Maisa Bechayal Yehudi, Shinerag Bestoya Krav. There was a soldier that was killed, and his friends weren't able to be motzi him. They couldn't get him out, the body, because of the cover that they needed. They could put him into a bar patuach and maybe hopefully come back. Is there a little mitzvah kfura? Putting him into an open pit? Nafgamina, is there osik b'mitzvah? Is it better than nothing? So he quotes this issue, and he quotes in Lachoritz Machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Chazon Ish. The Magen Avram would say it's a kfura, and the Chazon Ish would say it's not a kfura. The Chazon Ish might say it's obviously better than not doing anything, but that is the one discussion of Tosfos here. Good. Let's continue now after some of those issues. Tumas Leid is also a big topic, but we'll leave that for now. Esve, I ask you another question. What's Esve? This is going on the Machlokas. We had on yesterday's daf. Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether Avodas Kochavim, that was Nishtabra Me'eleha, an idol that got broken. If a guy broke his idols, that's Bittol, and that nullifies the status of the idol. What if it broke by itself? Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Surah, because it wasn't mavutal. It wasn't actively gotten rid of. Reish Lakish says it's mutaris, because mistama, he was mavatalit, because of the beautiful svara. Omar, ihi, nafshalo atzla, lahu gavra, maslile, what, he couldn't even help himself, save himself by getting broken, so he's gonna save me? So therefore the idol is, mivutal me'eleha. Says Reish Lakish. Say, Sveh, that's what all this stuff is about. Matzah, tavnis yad, tavnis regal, harila surin, mibnei shekayotzi behen nevad. We had before, so if you find a tavnis yad, right, we had in the Mishnah, on yesterday's daf, if you find a hand, a form of a hand, or a foot, they're asur, mibnei shekayotzi behen nevad, because those are worshipped. Amayha shvarim, what do I mean? Those are shvarim. So if they're shvarim, so why don't we say that they are mutter? So it's a kasha on Reish Lakish, because it sounds like here they're usher. Answer, Hatergim Mashmuel. What did we say yesterday? Ba'om din al basisan. When you found them, they had a basis, they had a base. It was like a statue. It was like a trophy. And therefore, it was made like that. It wasn't broken off. And that's why Reish Lakish would say it is usher. Esve, yes, you another kasha from a Mishnah later on. Ovid kochavim mevatel avodas kochavim shelo v'shel chaveiro. An idolater can be mevatel, can nullify his own idols and also his friend's idols. If he doesn't act to be mevatel it. Right, all idolatry is obviously connected, but even if it's two different ones, Rashi says here, "Bein sheshnehen ovdin liyira achas," whether they both worship the same idol, "Bein sheze ovid lepaor vezela markolis," or one serves paor, one serves markolis. We'll get into all of these details. Bez Hashem. But and the source for Bittel is going to come up in 10 blot from now. But again, the Ovid Kochavim can be Mevatel his and his friends. The important part for us, though, is the next line. The Yisrael ain't a Mevatel, Ovid Kochavim shall have Ovid Kochavim. A Yisrael, a Jew, cannot be Mevatel, the idol of a idolater. Amai, yes, the Gemara, why not? Tevika, Ovid Kochavim shall stop him. Why is it worse than it breaking by itself? If it breaks by itself, then it's mutter. If a Jew breaks it, it's not mutter. It should be at least a, right, what's the whole svara? It can't protect itself. So to here, maybe it should say, it can't protect itself against the Jew. So why is it usur? Answer, Amar Abaye Shapachsa. The only reason it's usur still is because you didn't remove any of it. You dented it. You smashed it, but none of it is, the quantity is the same. It's just dented. And therefore, the Goy will say, okay, it wasn't makbid about being dented. The idol wasn't makbid about being dented. Says the Gemara, v'chipachsa mayhave. One minute. Why should that still have the status? Vatnan. But we learned in that Mishnah later on, pachzava bishalochasra batla. If it was dented, even if it wasn't missing anything, it's still nullified. Answer, hani mili tabachsa ovi kochavim. If the ovi kochavim himself, if the idolater himself, dented it, so then that's an act of bittel. Aval pachsa yisrael lo batla. But if a Jew does it, it's not nullified. Rashi here gives the svara of a pachsi Yisrael lo delo dami la'avodas kochavim shenishtabra me'eleha. This is not like an idol that got broken by itself. That's worse, ironically. To hasam amar ihi nafsha lomatzla v'chulu, as the svara we said yesterday. Right, he can't save itself, so what is this? So of course I'm giving it up. Aval hacha kasavar ovi kochavim lo kapta avodas kochavim apchisa. Okay, he's a very he has a lot of self-restraint, my idol. And therefore, if it's just dented, he's not going to make a big deal. He's going to let that happen. He's going to let it slide. He's going to be a na'ala ve'ena olev. And therefore, they're not going to be mevatelet. That is pshat number one to the Mishnah there. Why is it, if a Jew breaks it, if a Jew dents it, it's still usser. Why is that any better than the case where it breaks by itself? That was one difference of pachsa. V'rava amar lo'olam ki pachsa Yisrael nami batla. Rava gives another answer. No, pachsa technically should be mutter. Even if Yisrael dented it and it doesn't, is not machas or anything, there shouldn't be any differences between Jew and non-Jew. You know why by the Jew it is still usur? Gzeira d'rabanan. El gzeira dilma magbala. Maybe the Jew, as he is going to break it or dent it, maybe he's going to pick it up for a second. The hader mavtale. And then he's going to be nullified after he picks it up. But right when the Jew picks it up, then he is kona it. V'avi avodas kochavim b'yad Yisrael. V'chol avodas kochavim b'yad Yisrael. Eina betela la'olam. And then he's, so gzeira mishum, that type of case. If he just doesn't, never picks it up, or just smashes it on the floor, technically it should work. But if he picked it up, it would be worse. And therefore, he wouldn't be able to be mevatel, because then he was koneit. It's considered Shel Yisrael, and therefore that would be a problem. Rashi, v'rav amar la'olam ki pachsa Yisrael na me'avi bitul ma'alya, el rabbanan gazer, to call bitul Yisrael lav bitul, gzeira, why? Dilma magbila v'kani la bagba. Maybe he'll pick it up, and he's koneit. To call dvar hefker kagon mitzia niknes bahagba. Because every dvar hefker, like a mitzia, is nikne bahagba. And therefore, maybe he'll pick it up and it'll be automatically, right? Because what is Rashi bothered by? If it belongs to the guy, how could a Jew pick it up and acquire it? So Rashi's saying, maybe it's a gzera unto a case of hefker, where he was mafker it, and that dvar hefker is just picked up, niknes behagba. It's much easier, so to speak, to acquire from hefker. Most of the time. Sometimes it's harder to acquire from hefker, like a katan. Like a katan, according to Bali Tosfos, that das acheres makne, if somebody else is giving it to a katan can own something daraisa, so therefore a katan, it's easier to get it from someone else than to get it from hefker. But for other context, it's easier to get it from Hefker because there's no other competing Kenyan or Makne. But either way, Rashi says that's what it's referring to. You see, the Gilyan Ashas here quotes the Magen Avram in Tavkuf Pei Vav, who gives a different shot of the Gemara. Pashtus, a different side of the Gemara, the Machzor Shekel on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, right, does his best to try to put the two pshatim together. But again, that's in Tavkuf Pei Vav Osei. The Gilin Hashas notes that for us. There is another major issue that's discussed here by the Rishonim on this sugya, and that is maybe a Jew is going to pick it up and then it's going to become his. But wait a minute, we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Asur Bahana'a. If something is Asur Bahana'a, can you really be kona it? So that is a huge topic. The Rivash has a whole kuntris about this. In the back of the Chubas HaRivash, kuntris be'inyin zechia be'isuri hana. Right, that is a big, major discussion in the Rishonim, in Meseches Sukkah, and in Meseches Kiddushin. Right, the Kiddushin, where it talks about Mekadosh be'isuri hana, by Sukkah, in terms of an esrog shel isuri hana, can it be lachem? In each context, it's a unique discussion. And here it talks about, the Gemara here seems to say that the Jew could be kone isuri hana. Right, this Gemara is one of those major sources that seem to say that, unless you say it's somehow different here. What would be different about Avodah Zarah? So here we go, says the Ritva. Pirish. Af agav dechi magvola isuri hana haisa. Even though when he picks it up, it's asur b'hana. Yisrael zocha b'isuri hana l'chashem shalo l'hosif bohem isur. Usually, Yisrael cannot be zocheh in Yisrael Hana. But if it's to add on, to be most of an Isser, you can't buy an Isser Hana. You can't buy a Sharon Iskal. It's time to have it. But if Yisrael is being zocheh to add on to it, now it's going to be worse. It used to be an idol of a non-Jew. And now it's an idol of a Jew, so it's worse to be most of an Isser. It could be enough, halachically, the Jews, to be able to be most of that. And that's what the Ritva says, the same thing with Chametz on Pesach. Mikan. The Ron here in the back also quotes this line. Mikan li Yisrael, hazoche b'chameis b'pesach, shehu asur la'achar ha'pesach. If a Jew gets chameis b'pesach, how can a Jew get chameis b'pesach? Has asur b'ana. So he can't get it, so it won't be chameis shavar la'av ha'pesach. The answer is no, it can't be. That's what you learn from this Gemara. Hazoche b'chameis b'pesach, shehu asur la'achar ha'pesach, kedin chameis gamur, shehayi lo kodim ha'pesach, shavar la'av ha'pesach. Right, that's the Ritva, that's the Ron. And the issue is, why is it better here? Why are you allowed to be zoche in it? Because you are being mosif on the iser. That is the Ritva. If you look in the Ran has a different svara. Why is this better? Most isuri hana are eternal and permanent. You can't get out of it. A shor haniskal is forever a shor haniskal. Arla is always Arla, right? Anything is Surya Hana. But here says the Ron, Yud Chesel Mabez in the Dafi Arif, V'yaf Agav She'asura Bahana V'ein Badin Mamon, according to the Gemara in Sukkah, Afilu Hachi. Why is this better? Because there's a way out. Kivan She'echolo L'hispatel Aydei Omid Kochavim Mati Zachiba. Since it can be Mavuto by a guy, you can be Zoche. Wait a minute, but he wasn't Mivatalit. The fact that he could be mevatelit reflects something, l'chora, about the weakness of this Isser Hana. Why does it make a difference right now with Asur Bahana? So what, that the goy can be a mevatelit? That must be a reflection of its difference, its weakness, and therefore you can be kona it. And then he quotes the same thing about the chametz. That's number two. So the Ritva says you can be most of an isser. The Ron says, cause efshalavatel, that reflects something. The Rashba also, the Rashba in the Tshuva, says that quotes this Gemara as a raya, that you can be kona in certain circumstances. Chelek alef simin kofayin ches. He quotes, you can't get something be isser anah by force. You can't be forced, but if you want to, you can. That's the question of, there was a shaila that Goyim sent kikaros of chametz as a present to Jews on the last day of Pesach. Last day of Pesach. So do we say that that's automatically chametz of Pesach? So the Rashba says no. And he says, below dummy leget. And it's not, what if they put it in my yard? So it's not like a get. She miscarreshes kol she omedes b'tzad chatzera. It's not like a get where she's miscarreshes as long as she's stealing next to the chatzer. The shiny isha sha'al karcha miscarreshes. And isha is different because she's miscarreshes bal karcha against her will, right? When you throw it into her chest or into her yad. The chen hadin b'chatzera she omedes b'tzad besa. Ava b'chol makom she ino notel bal karcha av chatzera lo zachzalo. But if you can't force it, then the chatzer can also be forced. And then he says, even though you have to, Achron is only Drabanan, and then he says, Lohi, the call, Sherotza, Lazakos, Bo, Afa, Pishu, Asr, Bahana, Zachabo le aser bano la olam v'laver bo kechemso. If you want to be zoche in it, the Rashba holds that you can be zoche in Isuri Hana. And what is Raya? Avodazara daf membeis. Kol shadaita lezakos ba avodazara di Yisrael karibay. Achi yivatlena goy ad shalom higbiya Yisrael lezakos ba. That's in Rashba. So again, this is one of the sources in Shas that you can be zoche in Isuri Hana. Or do you say that there's something unique about this context? The Avnei Miluim in the Tshuva, the Ksos, in the end of Simin Zayin says maybe this is different because even if it's not yours, at least it's Kabbalas Achrayas. So we know by certain context, being responsible for an item, even if it's not yours, is a level of Bailus too. In any case, this is some of the issues and the Rishonim that come up here. So we'll continue now. Eisvei, right in the middle. Eisvei, Akum, Shev Yavonim in Amarkolis. Again, we're still on that Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Akum, that brought Avonim from Markolis. Remember, Markolis was the big pile of stones. That the way they worshipped it was by throwing stones at it. So what if he took some stones from Markolis, the Chiba ben Drachim betartios, and he used it to pave the road? He put the rocks down and paved the road with these Markolis stones. Mutaros. So that's considered a bittel. Right? Those stones are now mutter. The Yisrael Shevi Avonim in Markolis. If a Jew did the same thing, the Chiba ben Drachim betartios asuros. So Mari asks, why? That's like, shouldn't be any worse than breaking by itself. Right, it should be no worse. So it must be that it is usser, right? Reish Lakish. Again, we're going to ask the same question in a number of ways and give the same answer. You're right, technically. But gzeira, it's usser because of the gzeira of Rava. Another question from a Tosefta. Ovi kochavim sheshipa avodas kochavim. An ovi kochavim that is shaving off the top of an avodas kochavim. So what is the halacha? So it depends. Litzarcho, if you're shaving because you need some wood. You're shaving the top of the avodas zara because you need some wood for your fireplace. So he v'shipuya mutar, and then everything's mutar. The avodas zara is mutar because you're being mavatalit, but the idol is being mavutal by the ovedes kochavim, by the idolater, by its shaving, and the shavings are also mutter. Litzarcha, but if you're giving it a haircut because you think it looks better, not a haircut, a wood cut, if you're giving it a wood cut because he thinks it looks better like that, so he asura, then it is still asur because you're not breaking it, you're making beautifying it. Vishipuyeha mutarin, and its shavings are mutter. Why are its shavings mutter? Because you're mavat, even though you're doing a litzarcha, you're throwing out these shavings. They're just garbage, right? You're not going to serve them. That's if a non-Jew, if an idolater does it. The Yisrael, shashipa avodas kochavim. But if a Jew does it, bein litzarcha, even if it's litzarcha, he v'shipui asur, and everything's still asur. Why is everything still asur? Amai, tevi avodas kochavim sheshtabim eilal. Let it be like an idol that broke by itself. It must be that is also asur. Again, Raya 2. Rabbi Yochanan, Hachanami kiderava. So again, you're right. Zera derabanan. Eisvei, Rabbi Yossi Omer says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, what's the beginning of this Mishnah, source that we're going to have later on? Rashi quotes it that if somebody finds a metal avodah zara, so what do you do with it? Have to get rid of it. So Rabbi Yossi says, Shochek v'zor ala ruach umata layam. Rabbi Yossi says, you crush it up and you throw it to the wind or throw it into the sea. Amrula, the Chum say back, no, afinas is evel. Eventually, it could be that if you just throw it into a sea, eventually somebody's going to get hana from it. Vitziv, and it says, you're not allowed to get any benefit. V'lo yizbak v'yadcha me'uma menacherim. So the Gemara says again, if the Jew crushed it up, so am I, right, whoever you find an idol, taking it back. If you crush it up then to throw it in, doesn't that be mavata? Let amai tevi kavos kochavim shishar meileha. Sachanami kiderava. Same zera derabanan. Eis Rabbi Yossi ben Yassian Omer. Eis Rabbi Yossi ben Yassian Omer. Matza tsuras darkon. Somebody finds the tsura of a dragon. Verosho chatuch with his head chopped off. Safik ovik kochavim chatacho. Safik Yisrael chatacho. You're not sure who chopped off the head of the dragon. Mutter. You're allowed to assume that a guy, or at least maybe it is a sexveka. Maybe it was never worshipped, and even if it was worshipped, Rashi explains, maybe the guy is the one that cut it off, and therefore it is now mutter. Vadai Yisrael chatcho, but if you know for sure the Jew did it, cut it off, there's only one suffix, so usser. So again, the Gemara says, amai, why isn't this any like a broken, something that, not that breaks by itself? Amai, tevi kavos kochavim shishar meileha, hachanami kiderava. We keep giving the same answers as if that we didn't know. the Rishonim don't discuss. Why do we keep asking if each one is a bigger chiddush to say that's Rava? Maybe. Eisvei, next question. Again, Rashi quotes the beginning of this source. The Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed in certain cases to plant things under an Asherah tree. An Asherah tree and Avodah Zarah tree, because you're not allowed to get benefit from it. So if I plant something under the Asherah tree that, and it's good to have shade for those items, so then that's a problem. So the Rashi quotes, the second wide line in Rashi, Zaren tachtesh l'asherah yirakos b'mosak shamim. I'm allowed to plant vegetables under there during the rainy season, shatzel kashalan, because the shade is no good in the rainy season. V'chein tzel ilan kashalan, v'inena meman, I don't get any hana. But b'mosak chama, where the shade is good, it's too hot, then I'm getting the hana from the asherah. That's the Tanakhama. Now we go back to our Gemara. Rav Yossi Omer, Aflo Yerakos B'Mosak Shamim. Vegetables also B'Mosak Shamim can be planted there because of Reisha HaNevaya Nosheres Aleihen. Because the leaves that fall off eventually become compost and then become fertilizer, and then it's good. It's good for the vegetables. So the tree is getting hanot to the vegetables, even in the rainy season. So it's Aser, says Rav Yossi. So again, says the Gemara, but one minute. The leaves fell off the tree. Isn't that like the tree breaking? Amai, tevi kavodos kochavim shirshtaber me'eleha. So shouldn't it be considered as if it broke? So again, kasha. So our answer is no, there's a difference. Shani hasam, dikra avodos kochavim kayamas. Here, it's a couple of leaves that fell off. The ikra avodos zara is complete and whole and perfect. Right, so it's still usr. Says the Gemara, but what about the previous case? V'hashifuyin, what about the case of the shavings? The ikra avodos kochavim kayamas. By the shavings, the man of Adazara also, when you were shaving it, letzarcho, letzarcha, viktani, letzarcha, he asura, vishipoya mutarin. So why in the case where you're shaving it for the good of the idol, you're being miyape, you're beautifying it, the idol is asur, but the things that were cut off is mutter. So why here too, you should say that the leaves that fell off are mutter, and therefore it's no problem that they decompose and the vegetables get hana. The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between shaving off, you know, the wood and the leaves falling off. Rav Huna Bredi Vishua Amar Lafi She'ein Avodas Kochavim Betela Derek Delasa. This is a natural process, right? It doesn't show anything, right? The other thing, well, breaking it, that shows something, right? Tosfos wonders what's the Havamina. Also, over there, Tosfos on the top, Tosfos Tema Maika Parach Dilma Shani Hasim the Shiva of Kochavim. There, he shaved it. The Haki Shari Af Beikar Avodas Kochavim Kayemes. There, where you shaved it off, that's where the cuttings will still be usser, even though the idol is the cuttings going to be mutter, even though the idol is still usser and standing. Aval hacha the shifa Yisrael o nishtabu me'eleha eim lechad asurin. Right here, maybe there's a difference between whether the idolater did it or the Jew, or it happens naturally. So those are trying to figure out exactly what the havamina is. Okay, again, a lot here. Eisvei Shimon Lakash to Rabbi Yochanan, but this we're going to talk about the following one a little bit more in depth. Rish Lakash yes, Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that holds it's usur if it breaks by itself because you didn't do a bittul. Says the Mishnah in Me'ila. Kan Sheberosh Ilan Shel Hekdesh. You have a tree that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a nest. There's a birds with a nest on top of the tree. So what happens if you get Hana'ah from Pashas, the nest? So lo nehenin, you're not allowed to get hana'a from the tree, from the nest, mi derabanan. Again, the tree is also daraisa, right? That's the isra mi'ila. What about the nest? Lo nehenin, velo malin, but there's no isra daraisa with a carbon. Lo malin, Rashi, im nehenin lo ma'al, mi daraisa, she yischayev carbon mi'ila, right? One of the carbonos asham, asham gazelos, asham mi'ilos, asham shivcha charuva, asham nazir, and asham mitzorah. Asham Tali, right? All of those are the five Ashamos, but one of them is Asham Mi'ilos, right? Getting benefit illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. So here, this is not an Issa Daraisa. Whenever it says Lo Nehenin V'lo Mo'alin in Mi'ila, it means it's Asur D'Rabbanan. Berosha Shel Asherah, what if it's at the top of the Asherah, right? First part of the Mishnah was at the top of the Hekdesh tree. What if it's at the top of an Asherah tree? Yatiz Bekana, so you have to take a stick and try to knock it off with a stick. Knock it off with a stick, and then pashtus, then you can use the material that the nest was made of. Kasal gadaitach, shkagon sheshavar mienu eitzim, and the havamin is that the bird broke off pieces of branch from this tree, and made a nest out of it, v'kintzabohen, v'ktani adat mekana. What does it say? Knock it down with a stick, and then you could come and use it. What do you mean you could come and use it? This is like broken pieces, and it says that it is mutter. Kashan, Rabbi Yochanan, broken pieces, the whole thing should be usher still. The Gemara says, no. Hakam haskin, we have the case wrong. Again, there's a lot to say, let's just finish the sentence. Hakam haskin, go to Icy Yetzim Alma, the kids of Bohan. No, the bird brought wood from outside, from external sources, not from this tree. Right? And that's why nothing to do with us. Nothing was broken off. Nothing to do with us. And Dekanami. And I'll prove to you, says the Gemara, that it was brought from the outside. Tiktani Gabe Hektish. Look at the first line of the Mishnah, Lonen of Lamalin. It said Nisidurabanan. It's only Nisidurabanan. By Mi'ila. So, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo da Icy Eitzim Alma. Fine, if the bird, the whole Mishnah makes sense. And we're talking about the same type of case by Hektish and by Ashera. If the bird brought wood from elsewhere, from externally, to build his nest, Haidatani Gabe Hektish Lo Nenev Lo Mualin. That's why we know that there's no Mi'ila Daraisa, because this was not part of the tree that was hooked on. Lo Nenev Midarabanan. Midarabanan, you can't get on all because it looks like it. For Lo Mualin Midaraisa Dalo Kadishi, because this is wood from elsewhere. That's why there's no Mi'ila Daraisa. Ela'i Amrish Shibra Eitzimi Menu Vikinsabahen. But if you say the bird took pieces of the branches and of the Hektish tree and made a nest out of it, Amai Lo Mualin HaKadishi. Why would you not violate the Isur Daraisa of Mi'ila? Right? This is Kadosh, it's from Hektish. So therefore, it must be, says the Gemara, that obviously the bird brought it from outside. The Gemara says that last point could be knocked out. It's not a muchrach raya that it has to be. It could be. But it's not a muchrach raya. Why? Midi Arya, is that a proof? Hacha begidulin aboam lachem ikanaskinen. We're talking about maybe he broke it off from the Hektish tree, but after the tree grew. Right, if I makdash a tree, and then after I makdash it, it grows more, there's a discussion whether the extra gidulin have kedusha. The kasavar, and it could very well be, this Mishnah holds, ain me'ila be gidulin. There's no me'ila by gidulin, and therefore, even if the bird got it from this tree, so if there's no raya to that, we knock out the proof of deka of dekanami. One more line, actually just we'll finish, and then we'll have these conversations, because there's various discussions here. Rabbi Yevon, Rabbi Yochanan, it says, maybe there could be a totally different shot of what's going on. And we're not talking about getting hanah from the nest. My yatis, befrochen. You want to use the birds. You want to use the little chicks. That's what we're talking about. So nothing to do with the tree. Right? And the chiddush would then be, Rashi says here, maybe we'd be gozer. It would be goes there to answer them. Right, Rashi says right across from where we are. The Yitzrach Lashmina and Delogazrina and Hatazes Kane Shemayala Derachailan. Right, maybe you'll go up. And we'll see that in Rashi. But if this is the case, then obviously nothing to do with us. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Azvel Chav Befrochen. Let me just explain this last answer. Befrochen kan v'kan mutar. And if it's birds, then obviously both mutter, both by Asherah and by Hektish, because the birds have nothing to do with the tree, technically, halachically. Bebeitzim kan v'kan asurin. By eggs, they're both asur. Why? Because the eggs still need the tree, and therefore the eggs are benefiting from the tree, and therefore they are ne'esar. Rashi, Shitzrichin le'ilan, the Gaza barabanan, kal ilan atzmo. They are nasar midurabanan, just like the tree is usher, so too the eggs are connected. Amaravashi, Efrochen, Shitzrichin le'ilan, kebeitzim damu. And little chicks that still need their mother are like eights, they're like beitzim, and therefore they'd be considered like beitzim as well, and they would be ne'asar midurabanan. Okay, what can we talk about here? A couple of points. Number one, regarding the Isser of Me'ila. The Isser of Me'ila hasn't come up in a long time, so let's just review. The Isser of Me'ila, as we know, a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra tells us that if one violates Me'ila, then one is chayiv to bring a karban. Where's the Isser of Me'ila? So that is nowhere in Parshas Vayikra. Vayikra just says, if you violate Me'ila, then you have to bring a karban, and you have to bring a karban after be Mosef Chomesh. But the Pasuk, the Isser of Me'ila, is in a totally different place, right? That's in Parshas Re'eh. So Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that we learn, I think, 8 mitzvos from one Pasuk. I think that's the record. Lo suchal lecho b'sharecha. Maser degancha, tiroshcha, yitzarecha, v'chores b'chorecha, v'zonecha. Right, every one of those words is teaching unto me another Isser. But one of the words is, lo suchal lecho b'sharecha, the end of that Pasuk, unedarecha asher tidor. You're not allowed to eat bisharecha in your sha'arim, outside of your shalim. You're not allowed to eat your nedarim. In mitzvah kuf mem vav, you're not allowed to eat besar ola. All it could be a neder, right? Ki'ilu hu yomar lo tucha lechol nedarecha asher tidar. You're not allowed to eat it. Can't eat an ola. Ola is kula l'Hashem. Uba apirish unedarecha zu ola. Lo ba kather el lamedcha lo ochel ola bein lefnei zrikas adamim. Bein la'akas zrikas damim. Bein lefnim min akloam. Bein chus l'akloam. So over by Losa say, that's the Issa Daraisa. And then the Rambam adds here in Losa say kupen vav, v'zeh halav hu azhara l'chol moel. All of moel. Any me'ila. This is the source. We over alav ze klomer she yochal mi bsar haola o she yehene mi shar hakadshim she chayaben aleihem meila kamo she zbar b'mesechas meila im hayamezid loke v'im hayashogeg yakrif karban meila v'yishali mashenene v'yosef chomesh kamo she zbar b'mesechas meila. And if you amaze it by Mi'ila, he quotes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But that's the source for the Isser Mi'ila. Mi'ila has an Isser, Mi'ila has a Karban, Mi'ila has Chomesh. The Minchas Asher, Moshe Weiss, has a discussion of the Achronim in Bereishis, in Simin Lamed Vav. He talks about Mi'ila Behektish. What does that have to do with Bereishis, with Parshat Vayetze? Right? The Yalkut Shimoni says that the rocks that Abraham were on, Lokach Yaakov, Yud Beis Avanim, Me'avne HaMizbeach, Shenea Kadalav Yitzchak Aviv, Visham Samo Tamben Ra'ash Osav. The Yalkut says that Yaakov Avinu took from stones that were part of the Mizbeach that Yitzchak Avinu went on, B'Sha'as HaKedah. So the kasha that all the Achronim deal with is, how did Yaakov use stones that were hektish? They were hooked just to Mizbeach. How was he more behektish? So many different answers. The Panim Yafis says that maybe he was a shogeg. He didn't know. Didn't know what? Didn't know they were from the Mizbeach that were nekat. It sounds like from the Yaakov that Davka took those. But if he didn't know, maybe it was a shogeg, and a shogeg Mi'ila is Yotzei Lechulin, and that's why he, you know, was able to then sleep on them. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Lanias Daiti Racho Glomar Yaakov Avinu Mal Behektish. Right, it's hard to say. Right, like Chazal say, I feel behemtan shal tzadikim. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe takal al yadam. So lechora he wasn't nichshal in the iser. So what else could we say? So maybe he suggests efshar delakach as Hakadosh Baruch Hu neis v'nefchu avanim elu levin achas. Right, the 12 became one. Vavi shinui v'shinui kone. Maybe the shinui was k'shinui kone. It was something different, and this chibur was nechshav shinui, as he quotes from other sources. And that would help out in a certain context. He quotes maybe from the Magen Avraham in his Sefer Zayis Ra'anan. How can he do? Maybe it is Pikuach Nefesh, right? He was scared of the Chayus Asada. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Mi'ila. Or the Magen Avraham says it was a Hanah Shalok Kederech. Vein Boisr Daraisa, the Yeshiva, B'tzel Ha'Evin, Lo Chashiva, Derech Hanah. Various other answers given. Or finally, he says, the Minchas Asher himself says, V'efshar, maybe there was no Mi'ila, but why? Because, I'll leave it to Emes, Im lo bo chayos roos, lo hayos rabba vanam elu. He used them not to sleep on, but to protect himself. See, if the chayos roos ended up not coming, then he didn't get any hana. And even if they did come, it's just mavriach ari. It's not positive hana, it's just preventing hesek. And maybe that's not called hana, and again, that is a big topic. The Isser Mi'ila itself, as we know, Achronim discuss whether it's the root of Mi'ila is just what we call Bizayin Hektish. It's Bizayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you permission. What are you doing? Is that the root, or is it somehow connected to Gezel? Reb Chaim, in Hilchas Mi'ila, brings a raya. He thinks it is a form of Gezel, because as we know, the Psukim in Sefer Dvarim tell us that a worker is allowed to eat from whatever he is eating. Right, that's what the Gemara talks about in Maseches but Matzia, that if he's working in the grapes, he could eat some grapes. If he's working in the dates, he could eat some dates. The Gemara has limudim. How do you know? Tosfos in there wonders, you know, what about you need a pusik to exclude if the grapes and the vegetables or whatever he's eating are hektish. You need a pusik to say you can't eat that. We don't need a pusik to exclude a nazir from eating grapes. If he's a worker, or eating Maaser Sheni, why dafka do you only need a pasuk to exclude hektish? The answer is because when the Torah says, it's Reb Chaim now in Hilchos Me'ila, Be'ches Aleph, when it comes to other Isurim, of course a worker can't do other Isurim, right? When he's working for a master. But when he's working, what's the svara of allowing him to eat? That it's not Gezel. Right? You have rights. It's not Gezel. So Mi'ila also is Gezel Hektish. So that was the Havamina, that maybe Gezel is matered, even Shel Hektish. Kamash Malan, it's not. But that's why you only have a Pusik by Mi'ila and not by the others. Again, a bit important topic. The other issue related is the Hishtamshus Be'ilon. Right here, you know what Rashi says, he has to stick up a stick up until to knock the nest down. But valo yala al asher of Yitzlam, he can't climb up the asher and take them. To him, Cain, Rashi says, nimsa mishtamish b'asher, bakam sulam. He's using the tree instead of a ladder, and it's getting hana. So therefore, says Rashi, he's not allowed to do that. He can't climb up. Right? It's similar to what we know from Hilchas Shabbos. Right, we know you're not allowed to break off a branch on Shabbos because that's an isadaraisa of kotzer. The Rabban and Aser using a tree on Shabbos at all, climbing a tree, using a tree, because one might come to break off a branch. Gzeira shema yixar. So any type, climbing a tree on Shabbos is Aser the Rabbanan. What about coming down from a tree? Is that also, they say, if you're there, you're stuck, because coming down, you're also using the tree. Any type of uses, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Lamed Vav. Towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos, right? Usage of a tree is a problem because going up, going down, it is all considered usage. Right? Discussion, what if you're up there, you know, even sitting up there is using it. So maybe it's better to come down, you know, quickly, even though you're going to use each branch, but, you know, better than just staying up there the rest of Shabbos. Right? Which is worse, just staying in one place or coming down? That's a discussion. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, what about if you see an Aveda on top of the tree? You're allowed to go up to get the Aveda, because you're being Mekayim Hashavas Aveda. So maybe that overrides. He discusses this by Asherah, by Hektish. So maybe you would say, it's Hashavas Aveda, Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Tenu. So you're not really getting Hanah. So Ilachora says, I don't think so. He says, because the Bilam can't get it himself, so you can't do it either. And also, it could be that it's considered Hana'a to the Bilam from the Asherah or from the Hektish. Because without the Eitz Asherah, without the Hektish, it would just fall down and break. So therefore, he assumes that would still be a problem, even though, right, the goal doesn't always justify the means. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Kalim Va'aleim. If somebody finds Kalim Va'aleim and on them are Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Lavana, he finds Kalim with four images of the sun and the moon. Rashi and Tosafot both say, they're not mamish, the sun and the moon, but they're symbols of the sun and the moon. Rashi says, Mazal Chama, the Rambam says, others, symbols. But you find Kalim with these pictures on it, Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Lavana, Tzuras Darkon, Yolichim Liyam HaMelech. You have to throw these to the Yam HaMelech. Right, because you have to assume that they were worshipped. Right? Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot Rashi says this according to the Rabbanan from the beginning of our perek, that all, right, the Shart Slam Marmutter, just only specifically these. Tosafot says no, maybe it's even according to Rabbi Meir. Okay. Reshibbing Amliel Omer, Shalom Mechubadin Asurin, Shalom Avuzin Mutarin. If it's on Mechubad, Kalim, then they're Asur, because that's, you have to assume. The Gemara will talk about this, but you have to assume that was worshipped. Shalom Avuzin Mutarin. Good. So is the Mishnah saying that only these, you find Kalim with these images on it, only these are worshipped, but not other things? Veramini, but we learned in the Tosefta, in Chulin, Hashochet, Shchita, all about Chulin, beginning of Chulin, it's all about Shchita. Hashochet, Lushem Yamim, Lushem Naharis, Lushem Midbar. If somebody shechs, Lushem, to worship the seas and the rivers and the Midbar, Lushem Cham, Lushem Levan, Lushem Kochavim, Umazalos. So you see they're worshipping other things too. Lushum Michael Sar HaGadol, Lushum Shilshul Katan, the biggest creatures, the smallest creatures, Hare Elu Zivchei Mesim. This is all Zivchei Mesim, so question mark. So how could our Mishnah say that only these are worshipped? You see from the Brisa, from the Tosefta in Chulin, that many things are worshipped. Amar Abaya, Miflach Lakol Demashkechi Palchi. They worship anything that they can find. Meitzar Umiflachi Hani Tlasa, but drawing things on Kalim to worship then, Hani Tlasa the Hashivi Tsairi Luhu Palchi Luhu. These three are Chashiv, so they're Mitzayer, and they worship them. Lemidi Achrini Lenoi Ba'alma Avdi Luhu. Other things they're not going to go out of their way for. They're not going to put pictures on other Kalim to serve them, and therefore it is going to be different. Okay, the Brisa coming up, which Menachi Rav Sheshes is really the beginning of the next sugya. So again, the next year, I think from the last cycle, the next couple of dafim will be put up. It starts from Menachi Rav Sheshes, but again, it's important discussions of halacha lamaisa, right? The halachas that come up in Yoredei and Kufmem Aleph, issues of drawing suns and moons and people, right? There's it says all parts of mutter chutz mi parts of Adam. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. Again, I don't know if I mentioned it, but another cousin of Rishonim, the Rambam says that drawing people is only usher by bolate if it's 3D, but if it's shokeya, if it's flat, so then it's not a problem. Other in the Shochanar Paskins Lakula, like the Rambam, the Taz is machmir like the Ramban and others that even if it's shokeya, even if it's not totally sticking out, not three-dimensional, it's usher, right? But that is a discussion, big discussion in the post-skim, and this was the original worry about photography. photography? Is that called, pesel? Is that called a creation of an image? But that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. Just to read that Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll have to pick up at a later date. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Mem Aleph, Asur Litzayer Tsuros Sheh B'Mother Shechina Kondalapanim. You can't do angels. But he says, where's the line here? It says the Shulchan Aruch for Shem Sarim Bekosel B'Simanim Mutal Asosam. Right, if it's but if they're flat, or a picture is on a beged, or painted on a wall, with paints, mutter lasosam, mutter in the taz, here is machmer, in the shach, here is makeup. But again, this is a big discussion in terms of that, in terms of dolls, in terms of trophies, in terms of busts, right? All of these are things hopefully that will come up in the coming days and throughout this mesechta as we have a lot of halacha lemaisa involved. Okay, we'll have to stop here.